Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for our ability to share this time together. I have been ministering on the restoration of joy and gladness and the glory of the Lord to the church. The glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former. And that restoration of joy and gladness is again mentioned in the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. We had looked at Jeremiah 30. Are you ready to take, allow the Lord to turn your mourning into dancing? Doesn't that sound good? How many are ready for joy and gladness? Let me read that to you. Okay, 10 and 11. For thus saith the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place which ye say shall be desolate, without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant, without beast. You know, there may be those like, you know, oh, it's not going to get any better. Things are really bad. I don't know how they can get worse. What does the Lord say? Verse 11, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Now, beloved, this passage was written when Israel was still offering blood sacrifices. Jeremiah received revelation of a day far beyond his time when the church would be desolate, ravished, and in trouble. And in this revelation, he saw the glory of God restored to the church. Doesn't that excite you? He saw the restoration of power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He heard the Lord say, in this place where people say, there will be no more glory and power, I will restore some voices. Hallelujah. God revealed to Jeremiah a church which would be filled with a voice of praise, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bride, which is the church responding to the prophetic voice of the bridegroom, the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. You know, sometimes we get just, we go through things by rote, read the Bible, go to our church services, but instead of praising the Lord with just our mouth and our minds wandering around thinking of many other things in the worship service, we will be focused on the Lord and the sacrifice of praise coming from our mouths, and that it will come from our innermost being. We are spiritual priests unto God, and He is pleased when we sacrifice unto Him. In Old Testament times, people brought the very best of their substance and presented it unto the Lord as an offering. In fact, it was not acceptable. It was not a good thing if they brought maimed or wounded animals or some way had a blemish on them. They presented these sacrificial animals to the priests who slew the animals upon the altar. And the shedding of the blood of these animals was accepted as a covering for sin. Now, today, obviously, we don't have altars, thank God, where animals might be slain and offered unto the Lord, because the Word of God tells us that all blood sacrifice was done away with at Calvary when Jesus shed his precious blood, the final sacrifice for sin of all mankind. And so, although the need for blood sacrifices was fulfilled when Jesus died at Calvary and shed his blood, the principle, I want you to hear me, of sacrifice was not abolished. The principle of sacrifice originates in the heart of God, because God was had a intent. He was creating man in his image. With every human being, there's a desire to sacrifice. When you know you give, like you give a gift to a friend, you don't want to be just something that it doesn't mean anything to you. It needs to be valuable to you. And one individual who touched the principle of sacrifice was David. He's a representative of Christ, and he's as a individual full of flaws, but anointed of God, the sweet psalmist of Israel. And he realized the more abundantly he sacrificed, the more abundant was the touch of God upon the people of God, as well as upon his own life. David said, "I will freely sacrifice unto thee." That's Psalm 54:6. Now, today, New Testament tells us God loves a cheerful giver. And that doesn't just refer to finances, but also every spiritual sacrifice. David also realized that God is not pleased with the offering of that which has cost the individual nothing. Because what did David say in 2 Samuel 24:24? Remember, the plague was stayed. God repented. There was an angel standing with a drawn sword over Jerusalem, a really, really big angel. And he went to the threshing floor, and God spoke to him, "This is where the temple is going to be built." And the gentleman said, "Well, no, just go take this. Anything you need, I'll just give it to you." And David said, "Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which costs me nothing." Beloved, if we truly offer our bodies a living sacrifice before the Lord, that's going to cost us something. It really will, because our will, our emotions, our actions, behavior, all that is tied into what our body is doing. And if we put a restraining influence by the power of the Holy Spirit upon our body, and we keep our mouth shut, if we refuse to spread gossip or iniquity, well, then our bodies are becoming a living sacrifice. Amen. So God is bound, beloved, by his word to meet his people when they sacrifice unto him. That's the principle of sacrifice, the principle of covenant. And this principle, if you really understand it, it holds true throughout the whole word of God. When the patriarchs desired to meet with God, what did they do? You just read it through the various books of the Old Testament. They built an altar, knowing that if they would want and desire and have God's presence, they must sacrifice. Remember Jacob, that dream of the ladder to heaven? What did he do? He called it Bethel, the very place of God, and he built a mound of stones, which was to indicate his experience with the heavenly realm, with the presence of God. Abraham, Jacob, and Elijah were men who built altars, and God never failed to meet with them. So, beloved, we too have to prepare an altar. Yes, and we have to bring a sacrifice in order that we might meet with God. And of course, we're not talking about a literal altar upon which we might sacrifice animals, but it's a spiritual altar upon which we offer spiritual sacrifices unto God. 1 Peter 2:5 states, "Ye also, as lively stones," listen to this, "are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood." Why? "To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2:9 tells us that we are a royal priesthood. As a royal priesthood, we become priests, anointed of God, and we offer sacrifices that are acceptable unto the Lord. We don't offer blood sacrifices to the Lord, but spiritual sacrifices. We come, you and I, before the Lord as spiritual kings and priests. The Word of God says that in that opening chapter of Revelation. So, beloved, I want you to get a vision of who we are in Christ. That's the theme these last several weeks. Who are we? Do we catch a vision of what God has done in our behalf and who we are as we serve and love Him. And beloved, let me tell you, no one can stop this God that we serve. Nothing can hinder Him or compel Him. No dictator, no tyrant, no important man, the elitist, the globalist. Listen, He is able to do as He pleases. He poses universal authority and absolute power, full of wisdom and knowledge, knowing the end from the beginning, and he needs permission of no one. And beloved, He can cause prosperity to abound in your life, in the church, good health, great wealth, abounding happiness and security. And He puts a ring of defense around you, and He sends His angels to watch over you. Praise God. We need to give Him praise, to give Him praise, all saints of the Lord. Magnify His name. I feel His presence on this broadcast. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to obey the Lord. For the Lord would say, my beloved, this day I anoint you. Yea, even as my priests of old were anointed, I anoint you with the oil of gladness. It shall cover your spirit. And as you begin to see with unveiled face the glory of the Lord, the beauty of the promises that I've given in my word to you, beloved, individually, as well as to my body in the earth, you shall rejoice and you shall walk and upward path in a place of righteousness, of healing, of deliverance, and you shall know the hand of the Lord has accomplished this in your behalf. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, in closing, just want to share three more verses found in Proverbs, the fourth chapter. And this is, how do we do this? We obey God. We repent of anything that is contrary to His will and His word. Proverbs 4:21 says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You can't make any comment beyond that. The Lord has spoken. Praise the Lord. Well, I love you, beloved. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs, because sometimes we just need the support to get hindrances out of our lives. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I do invite you to share your mailing address, although I will certainly confirm receipt and pray. I love you. Pray for you. And fast regularly for you, my radio family. And I thank you for your prayers for me. Well, until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.